Welcome back. This is RB. If you like this video at any point, make sure you hit the like button. Let's get it.
I want my fiance to get rid of his 5-year-old daughter.
Whoa. Wedding off. Why did you even start dating this dude if you knew he had a kid and you didn't want anything to do with the kid? Let me guess, he had a couple extra dollars in his pocket. He was 6 feet and six figures. So you figure I would just find a way to get rid of the kid, huh? How evil.
Hello, relationship rules. Please keep me anonymous. I need some advice. My 32-year-old fiance has a 5-year-old daughter. Her mother passed away when she was giving birth to her.
Wow.
He has been raising her ever since he lost his wife, with the help of his family, of course. I'm now in the picture, and we're going to get married in 2023, and I'm 6 months pregnant with his son. I am not the stepmother type, so I know I won't treat his daughter the same way. I will treat our son? Oh my God. To be quite honest, she annoys me. She looks exactly like her mother, and she constantly reminds my fiancé of his dead wife. And she is very attached to her daddy, which
Man, okay, I just want to say, I'm not trying to throw you ladies under the bus, but a lot more women think like this than a lot of people would guess. She's just, you know, saying it out loud. She just wrote in and said it, you know, publicly, in a sense. So don't think this is just like 0.5% of women out there that would think like this or say something like this.
It makes me afraid that my son will not be able to bond with his father because of her. Basically, I want to tell my fiance to get rid of her. She can live with his grandparents, or we can find a nice couple that wants to adopt a child. Wow.
I mean, I don't even know if that's real. Well, I know that it's real in the world, but it's hard for me to believe that someone would actually write this in. Like, with a straight face. My husband trying to work from home while texting with multiple clients. Okay. Oh, let me guess. She said, what B are you texting? What, you texting a girl or something? Yeah, ladies, learn how to leave a man alone. That's just a pro tip. It's just a gem, a relationship gem. When a man minding his own business, do everything in your power to not nag him, not get on his nerves, not annoy him. Just let him have his time. He'll get back with you when he get a chance. This one says, dad's working 60 plus a week, but still have to hear how we don't do around the house. Yeah, if I was you, sir, I wouldn't stand for that. You just got to sit her down and say, no, I work 60 plus hours a week. You work 20 or 30, if that's the case, for example. Look, it's on you. The housework is on you. But no, seriously, if she don't work, no, she don't have any room to make that request at all. If she work, okay, I get it.
You play too much. Now, if I get into it with them, I gotta live here and you don't. Don't be getting it, you gonna get me in trouble.
When you're Latina and you hear him telling your abuela and tias that he serves his own plate at home. Yeah, you know, that's cool, though. In certain cultures, they're still traditional. The woman is expected to make the man's plate. Or the family look at you like a complete, selfish piece of, you know what. If there's any Latin people in the comment section, let me know if this has changed or, I mean, is this how it really is? Do men actually get respect in Latin culture? Unlike in just mainstream American culture?
Get out the way! Move! Just move!
Hey, you can't park there. You can't park there.
Hey, ladies, you got to work on your temper. Keep you cool. Was it funny? Well, I wouldn't have found it funny if I was the one in that predicament. But from the outside looking in, it kind of is.
Who filed for divorce?
Who
filed for divorce?
It was a mutual decision.
Who filed for divorce?
It was mutual.
Who filed for divorce? Who filed for divorce? Who filed for divorce?
I can't necessarily.
Who filed for divorce?
I did.
Thank you.
That don't make no sense. That really doesn't make any sense. And the crazy part is, he already knew he was gonna have to just keep spitting it rapid fire until she finally answered.
Being a stay-at-home mom has got to be one of the hardest jobs in the world. I hate that people think you do nothing all day. You know, technically being a stay-at-home mom is equivalent to working 12 jobs, so you're actually working harder than he is. When he comes home from work, he better give you time to go out with the girls. The house doesn't have to be perfect when he comes home. You're literally working all day. Oh, so he'd rather sit at home and do nothing all day than provide for his family? Honestly, he sounds like a failure to launch situation. I hope he doesn't try to go out with friends when you come home when he's out all day to play video games and hang out.
Oh yeah, it's a funny double standard. When the woman is staying at home, you know, oh my goodness, it's the hardest job on planet Earth. When the man's staying at home, oh, he's a loser, he's a bum. I bet all he does is play video games. All the stay-at-home dads out there, let him shame away. You keep doing your thing.